This is the Gospel of John, and I'll share a little story. When I was a novice, one of the things you had to do by 2 years of novitiate is you had to memorize the entire Gospel of John. It was pretty intense. And I remember for like 3 weeks, I was stuck on this chapter. I couldn't get it. I kept trying. And just because it's hard, it's complicated. John's Gospel is a little complicated. This was a chapter I remember going over many times, and the brother who was helping me, like, nope, start over. Anyway, so, but there's some deep things here, and I'll just start with our Lord. The truth will set you free. Whoever commits sin is a slave of sin. Something in our society, this is Paul VI back in the 1960s, said we are losing the sense of sin. And our Lord is like trying to challenge us, like sin is real, sin is serious. Whoever commits sin is a slave of sin. So maybe just for what it's worth to ask myself, am I a slave? Am I a slave of sin? Some sin here, some sin there, I just can't seem to overcome this thing. It really beats me every time. Am I a slave of sin? I think there maybe are three answers. First, denial. Nope, I'm just great. I am the Immaculate Conception again, Mary and me. Neither one of us has sinned. I'm not struggling at all. No sin here. Denial. And actually, I was struck, even though it's hard to understand, how the Jews could possibly say, we are descendants of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. Like, wait, are you missing the Romans all over your town? Did you miss the Babylonians? Like, how are you missing the fact? Like, denial, right? We're not slaves. We've never been slaves. I have never struggled with any sin. So food for thought, denial, right? Another attitude, the other extreme perhaps, is like guilt and shame. I am the worst person ever. I have struggled with every sin. I can't do anything right. I should just like give up now. Okay, that's a little too much. But yeah, we can be there a little bit. And our Lord is like, no, not that. Our Lord came for sinners. So the attitude is sorrowful sorrow. You could say hopeful sorrow. Hopeful sorrow. Yes, I'm a mess. I admit it. The way I talk to my parents, or my spouse, or my children, or the things I do when no one is looking, whatever it is, I'm struggling. I'm sorry, but I'm hopeful. Because our Lord comes for sinners. So let's talk about it, Lord. Let's go there. It's hope. And I'm really struck because a lot of times in our society, which is very watered down, and we've lost the sense of sin, we do have the sense of like, well, I mean, I haven't killed anybody, right? So therefore, I'm going straight to heaven when I die. And then you read this Old Testament passage, which it's actually deep and should be surprising that this would be in the Old Testament, that this would appeal to us. If our God, whom we serve, can save us from the white-hot furnace and from your hands, O King, because you're persecuting us because we're trying to be virtuous and you're attacking us because we're faithful to God's law, which, I mean, it was probably more of a religious law anyway, but they were not going to break that law of God. They might have been eating, like, no meat on Fridays. We're not going to do it. We're not going to give in. I think it had to do with pork. But anyway, even if he, like, what is it? If our God, whom we serve, can save us from the white-hot furnace and from your hands, O King, may he save us. But even if he will not, that's profound. That's an Old Testament Easter egg or hint of Jesus. Even if he doesn't save us, we will still not give in to this temptation. All my friends are going to baseball on Sunday morning. I'm going to miss out. Oh my gosh, that's ridiculous. Why would I, like, no one would do that. No one would, like, that would be crazy. That's fanatical religious piety. God just wants mediocre religious piety. And here you have these guys who are like, just eat the bacon. Just give in. Even if our God doesn't save us, we will not go against his laws. And it looked like he wasn't going to save them. And they go into the white hot furnace. Now they're spared, but we know the rest of the story. Jesus was not spared. God did not spare his only beloved son. And so sometimes he doesn't spare us either when being faithful to God's ways is unpopular. When being faithful to God's ways, I might have to miss out on something that my friends are not missing out on. Whatever it is. Each one can insert my struggle there. And then I'm like, well, gosh, I probably do a lot of things that the society around me does that Jesus would have me do something differently. So there's probably something that I need to examine in my heart, my conscience, Maybe there's some sins I'm forgetting. Maybe I'm just so much of a slave to them, I didn't even realize they were there. Because the entire crowd is a slave to them. But today's an invitation to say, wait, stop. I'm not going with the flow anymore. Because if Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego could do it in the Old Testament, they didn't even have Jesus yet, I darn well better think about it. I don't know, it's just an invitation our Lord does. He goes deep, and this is the beginning of Holy Week, and he's really not pulling any punches. I won't go into it, but like in this reading, like Jesus is doing anything but saying, y'all just be nice people, that's all that matters. Like, he knows they're going to kill him. He knows it. And he's going there. He's going, he's pushing. So if he wants to push you or me on this threshold of Holy Week to say, look, there's some, if I scratch the surface here, look at what your pride does. You got a lot of pride. If I scratch the surface here, look what your vanity does. Ooh, let's go there. If I scratch the surface here, look at your comparison, your lust, your envy, your the commandment that you struggle with. Let's scratch the surface. Like, Lord, I invite you to come in and scratch the surface. That hurt, but do it. I want you to do it. Because I don't want to be a slave. I want to be free. I want your truth, your light over my whole self, even the ugly stuff. I give you permission. Because I want to live in the truth. And the truth is, I am a struggling sinner, hoping in your mercy. Lord, grant me your mercy. Amen. Amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, pray for us.